morning.
You know, I've been standing up here for about a minute, and as thoughts were going through my mind, I realized after you've been someplace for 30 years and you stand up here like this, folks are just sitting out saying, "Wonder what he's standing up there for." You know, they begin to kind of take you as just a part of the fixtures. Well, it's good to be with everybody this morning. It's good to see some visitors with us, and they're going to fill in the blank spaces of all of our regular folks who are traveling, those who've been sick, and those who perhaps forgot to set their clocks forward. I'm not sure. We have a clock at our house that we bought several years ago that was supposed to be one of those, you know what I'm talking about, automatically sets itself when it's time.
A smart clock.
For years, it didn't work. So every year, we would, at bedtime, set it forward since it didn't work. Well, this year, it decided to start working, so we're 2 hours ahead. And so I'm confused is what I really am, but I believe that it's about a little after 10:45 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We're gathered here at Harrodsburg Community Church this morning to worship the Lord and to give him the praise and the glory that he so richly deserves. If you would, stand with me as we call the church to worship. And our worship team, minus their leader, Rock Moore, worship team's been working on some new praise songs, gospel songs, and good old hymns. So we're all going to have to join in this morning and be a part of that worship team that lifts its voice to give glory to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your many blessings to us. We thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for so many things, Father, that sometimes we don't even stop and realize. And we know that your hand of blessing is truly upon us. But no greater blessing than the hope that we have in Jesus Christ because of his coming, his life, his death, and his resurrection. Father, allow us to have hearts that are full of gratitude for your grace this day. May we humble ourselves, recognizing that without your grace, we have nothing in ourselves to offer you. Thank you for the hope and the joy and the promises that are ours because of Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Well, we've got an old gospel song that I heard these guys practicing the other day. I hope you know it and that you'll join with us in singing "This World Is Not My Home."
I'm going to do a little balancing act, so I'll switch between the banjo and the guitar on the next song. So if you guys can bear with me, I think it should flow nicely. All right.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? From heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. All expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now onward I go. The angels will take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Saints every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. But Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Here we go. All
right. That was all right. Have you guys heard that one before? I know Terry has.
Oh, dear.
That one gets you up on your feet. These next two are some that we've played, we've been warming up to, and bear with me just a second. It's called Glorious.
Lord, you are Lord. to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. No shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. Deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering.
Be seated. You know, the Bible in many places reminds us that one of the offerings that we bring before the Lord is our praise and our thanksgiving. And I think at this time, before we do announcements, we'll just bow before the Lord and let there be an offering of thanks, things that are on your heart. We'll lift those up before the Lord. If you'd bow with me, just feel free. If you have a thanksgiving that you want to give to the Lord, we'll join you in that. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I would like to thank God also that Roger is well, and we did not injure him at all. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Be with our church family that
Yes.
Well, Father, we sense an attitude of gratitude this morning for many, many blessings. We thank you, and again we say the greatest blessing of all. And we say it so often, may we never take it for granted. Where would we be if it had not been for your love that sent Jesus? It's all about him. He is the number one in the whole universe, and we give him praise and glory. Give praise and glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You know, life has its ups and downs, and life in the small microcosm of the church body is no different. And I'm just going to take a moment to bring you up to date on some very unique things, because some of you say, well, I heard some prayers and I can't put them all together. Well, the Lord's blessed us this morning with a visitor from Tulsa, Oklahoma, a friend of Sue Ann's. Her name is Gail Butler. That was she who prayed with thanksgiving for the fact the Lord's going to take her home safely, but I told her once she came to Kentucky, she may never want to go back to Oklahoma. This was her first visit to Kentucky. And then I met some folks from down in East Tennessee in God's country, and they're visiting with us. They've moved here. We don't ever put visitors on the spot, and I know why, because all of you folks will personally meet them, which is the best way. Folks don't sometimes like to be called out to stand up in front of everybody when it's their first time in a place, but I've seen that you folks are already welcoming a lot of these folks. But the blessing is, we have a couple here. I started to say something rather humorous, and I can now that all is well. I want to congratulate Roger as being the best recruiter for new folks at church that we have. He will literally run into them and stop them physically. But yesterday, it's a Dick and Pat. They're from near Madison, Wisconsin, and a near tragic accident at the bypass and 152 as their car hit Roger. And Roger called me because he was needing a place to have his car towed. We're thankful he was all right. We were rejoicing. And I met this young couple today, and they're the other half of that accident, also blessed to be with us. And we want to just minister God's grace to you that what happened in Kentucky wasn't tragic, and that you'll go away with a blessing from folks who, like Roger, who are loving folks. These are loving folks. So, well, praise God for his goodness to all folks. So that's kind of the story of what's happening at Harrisburg Community Church this morning. You didn't know you lived in such a lively place. And then we've got our Wildcats who need a victory and our Mercer County Lady Titans who need a victory to become state champions. There's a lot to be excited about. I don't know where that is on God's agenda, but I know he's watching, so we'll just let that be in his hands. We're going to do some announcements, and what's the next thing up there, Brandy? Is it birth? I'm going to make some announcements a minute that I need to give attention to. But birthdays: John Luke Hullings, who would be celebrating today on the 12th. On Tuesday the 14th, Miss Vera Weddington, who will be celebrating 3 years, and she's having a party today at our house, and Peppa Pig and all of his cronies are going to be there. And then Tuesday the 14th, Rock and Mona Moore celebrating an anniversary, and that's why they're away today, celebrating their anniversary. Since we're just talking about church life and how we love each other, aren't you all glad that Rock finally laid down the shovel and the hoe and decided to go enjoy himself for a little while, you know? I know Mona's delighted. So they were the first wedding in this building, and Pastor Rod and I double officiated that wedding. How many years ago now, Paula? 30. Wow. 30 years ago. That was one of the first weddings I did here. All right, that covers all the birthdays and anniversaries, right, Brandy? I do, if you'll look in your bulletin, the adult Bible study for the next 2 weeks will be meeting here in the church auditorium. That's the 15th and the 22nd. We'll resume home meetings and potluck on the 29th. The current study, and I know there are Bible study questions in your bulletin, is from Ephesians, and Pastor Rod will be leading that study for the next 2 weeks. Also, last week we gave a little insert about a new women's Bible study starting on March 30th. Next Sunday, Brother Jeremiah will be our guest. He'll be preaching and also sharing with us about the ministry in South Africa. And some of you have been getting those texts that Jeremiah could use children's clothing, sizes 6 through 16, boys and girls, fall and winter clothing, because in South Africa they're moving into that season as we're moving into spring and summer. They'll be moving into fall and winter. If you will bring those clothes next Sunday or between now and next Sunday, the contact person will be Talitha. She's going to get it packed so that Jeremiah can take it back in flight, which is a much cheaper way than trying to ship that. So be alerted. I'm sure the texts have already alerted you. Boys and girls, sizes 6 through 16, children's fall and winter. So I'm sure you'll have some of those somewhere. So please keep that in mind. Also, Paula Piazza sent me a subtle hint a few weeks ago, and then she said, well, it really wasn't so subtle. Her shakeout bank is getting full, and she wants to empty it, so our next shakeout Sunday is going to be on April 2nd. You can read about how you save that money, and we'll have that big galvanized tub out of the shed and bring all that money and dump it in on that Sunday morning, and all the proceeds, whether it's coins, folding money, or checks, will go to the children at the Galilean home down in Casey County. And then the last thing, and David, I need your help. Do we have a basket back there on the table? I forgot to give. So we do. As all of you know, and those who are visiting, this is just for your information, not that we expect you to bear any burden, but our tithes and offerings always just go in the box. But when the basket's out, it's for a special need. And many of you may be aware that Teresa Kaufman in Bergen, her home burned last Tuesday. And Roger and several of us have known. In fact, I knew Teresa when she was a high school student and rode my school bus. And she's been a waitress at the bus station, a waitress at the Village restaurant. She's caring for 4 grandchildren also. And so she needs some temporary housing. Bottom line is, we want to help. And in our elders and deacons meeting yesterday, we agreed to help. And we thought the best way to do that was to give everybody in the church who would like to contribute an opportunity. And then the church leaders decided that we would do this. We will make sure that she gets at least $500. Anything up to $500 that's given this morning, the church will match that. For example, if our offering from you this morning is $300, we'll send her 6. And so we want to bless this young lady because it's a real need. Like I said, I've known her a long time, and the money that she receives will be used for this need. So that basket, and as you all know, even if it's for that cause, if it's in the basket, you can write the check to the church. And so that makes your giving easier. But anything that's put in the basket will be for Teresa and the fire relief. I've used all my energy making announcements. Brian, do you have the microphone back there? Does anybody else have an announcement or a word of encouragement or something we need to share? Emmeline had.
I talked to Cassie Barker about the house for the homeless that's going to open, and she had given the information to the Harrodsburg Herald that it would open this month, but her ducks are not in a row, she said. So I'm thinking we need to be praying for that.
Yes.
And her, I mean, she's undertaking something mighty big.
Yes.
And there are several of us who have been involved enough to ask Pizza Hut to give their leftovers to the House for the Homeless. And so it's just fun, you know, that we can be involved.
And I will tell you, she has, for that house, Pastor Danny Bros, who is with the little worship center there on East Street, is overseeing a lot of that. So if any of you need help contacting Danny Bros, I can put you in touch with him through the Ministerial Association. Ann?
I want to ask for prayer for Tony Sanford, Mindy. They're the other grandparents of my granddaughter, Abby. He hopefully Wednesday will be having the bottom portion of both lungs removed. They've atrophied from inhaling. He's a drywaller from inhaling so much drywall dust. And it's very serious, of course. So I want everybody to be praying for him.
Tony Sanford. Also, that reminds us to keep Joe Wilson lifted up, who's in line for a double lung transplant. So I want to keep him in our prayers as well. Peggy?
Just wanted to pray for the Sims family because their son died. Brock Sims died last week. He's like 35 years old and died in his sleep, apparently from heart failure, is what my understanding is.
All right.
So
we will remember him. Brandy?
Just an update and praise report on my friend Kathy Wright. She was admitted to Hagen on Tuesday afternoon in congestive heart failure, and as of yesterday afternoon, they had gotten all in total almost 5, I think, gallons of fluids off of her. Yeah. And they're talking about letting her go home either tonight or tomorrow. And she's feeling much better because she was bossing me around yesterday. So
keep her lifted up. Well, will you bow with me as we corporately take our concerns before the Lord? Father in heaven, as we share with this microphone so we can hear each other, we're amazed that you don't need a microphone. You hear the words that are on our hearts and in our minds even before it's on our lips. And so with that assurance, we bring all these needs before you. Needs to minister to our community, for the homeless, the drug addictions, and the problems that face communities today, Father. We ask for your guidance and your wisdom and your intervention. And Lord, for those who need healing, we pray healing in the name of Jesus. We pray that they might be raised up. For those who are facing surgeries or need miracles of timing or miracles of medicine, Father, we ask that you provide those miracles and meet those needs according to your riches. Father, we pray all these things boldly, not because of our own merit, but because of the blood of Jesus and the throne of grace and the invitation to come boldly in time of need to receive help. And so with thanksgiving, Father, we lift all these things before you in the name of Jesus. And all the church said, amen, amen. In just a few minutes after the, it's time to dismiss the church. Have I forgotten anything? All right, we're going to dismiss the children. And then after the worship team leads us in a couple of more songs of worship and praise, Gail Bailey will be sharing about missions in Mexico, and I'll be sharing briefly after her about the theme of sorrow will turn to joy. So if those who are ministering to children would take them and the worship team would come at this time, we invite you to join in another few moments of worship.
Seated as you feel more comfortable, however you worship. the best. That's the way we want you to do it.
I want to know you.
there's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where the heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place. God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. You are welcome here. Come flood this place. Fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long. Your presence, let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.